From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball. Men were chanting and women were expressing their frustration in Amman, Jordan today, on a day after U.S. President Donald Trump recognized Israel as the Israeli capital. Clashes between Israeli troops and street protesters erupted all over Thursday, including in the West Bank and Gaza. Wind-whipped wildfires near Los Angeles have forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate. The flames have engulfed 32,000 hectares, and the Los Angeles fire chief, Ralph Terrazas, had more bad news. He said it is the worst that he has ever seen in his life. The flames have forced the closure of the San Diego freeway, and the governor has declared a state of emergency. Many houses along the Tony area of Bel Air have been consumed by the wildfires, and television was broadcasting pictures of people along the 405 San Diego freeway going by these wild pictures of burning hillsides. The World Health Organization warns a number of people living with dementia globally will triple from 50 million to 152 million by 2050. Lisa Schlein is in Geneva, and she says the WHO is launching a global monitoring system on dementia. WHO says dementia affects people who are living in both rich and poorer countries. This is VOA News. For more information, go to our website. U.S. Senator Al Franken announced he will resign in the coming weeks amid a growing firestorm stemming from sexual misconduct allegations. He is the second Democratic lawmaker to announce a departure this week under a cloud of moral impropriety. On the Senate floor, Franken from Minnesota referenced charges that have been made against President Trump and Roy Moore, who is the Republican senatorial candidate from Alabama. Franken said, "It is ironic that a man who sits in the Oval Office bragged on tape of sexual assault." While he, Franken, is resigning. More than two dozen fellow Democratic senators had called on Franken to resign after a news media report quoted a former congressional aide as saying Franken forcefully tried to kiss her in 2006. In Yemen, a blockade of Yemen's ports appeared to have eased Wednesday as ships began arriving with desperately needed food and fuel. President Donald Trump Wednesday called on Saudi Arabia to allow aid to reach the Yemeni people. The Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels had blocked entry ports in the impoverished Gulf nation since a missile was fired from Yemen toward the Saudi capital a month ago. Cambodia has dismissed a U.S. decision to restrict the entry of people suspected of being involved in Cambodia's suppression of democracy, following the dissolution of a main opposition party and the imprisonment of its leader. The crackdown comes ahead of Prime Minister Hun Sen's bid to extend his decades-long tenure in next year's election. The U.S. had already stated the outcome will be neither free nor fair, but illegitimate. In Ethiopia, since 2016, the Ethiopian government has targeted dissidents and journalists in nearly two dozen countries with spyware provided by an Israeli spyware company, according to a new report from Citizen Lab, a research and development group at the University of Toronto. Once their computers were affected, victims of the attack could be monitored covertly whenever they browsed the web, the report said. Based on an in-depth analysis,